Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Jason Puma. Jason, rain chances, like we talked about yesterday, possible throughout the rest of the week. And now it looks like we got some severe weather chances for certain parts of Indiana today. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, there is a slight risk for some severe thunderstorms today, mainly along and north of a line stretching from like Kokomo to Anderson to Muncie and Winchester and points northeast of that line. So doesn't necessarily include the Indy metro area for that best chance of severe weather, but still across the rest of central Indiana, we can't even rule out an isolated severe storm for the rest of the state either. But the best chance is, like I was saying, the northeast parts of the state.
But that doesn't mean the rest of the state shouldn't have to watch out for, you know, other threats too. What else should people be looking out for, even if you live a little bit further south of that line?
Yes, exactly like you're saying. There's still an isolated chance for a severe storm if you're south of that line. Just the better chances are to the northeast. The main threats that we're looking at today are damaging winds, large hail, and we can't even rule out an isolated tornado just because there's a lot of here's a technical term, vorticity in the atmosphere here today. A lot of spin going on, a lot of shear. And we could have a brief little spin-up of a tornado possible today.
Okay. And yesterday you said between 1 and 2 inches likely for most places in central Indiana through maybe Wednesday. Do you guys have rainfall totals at this point? What kind of things have you seen so far?
So far yesterday's forecast of 1 to 2 inches have been relatively on the mark. Today through to this morning at Indianapolis, we had about around 1.25, give or take a little bit, at Indy Metro Airport. Today we're expecting some more rain, but it's not going to be as abundant as it was yesterday or as prolonged. It's going to be more periodic and light today as we're dealing with a different part of the storm system and the moisture associated with that storm system as well. So we're still going to get a little bit more rain. It's just not going to be as much as we saw yesterday.
When you say yesterday you said we had rain chances through Friday, and so we know this isn't definitely the end of this quite yet. Does the severe weather risk kind of bleed into Thursday too?
Not so much. Our severe weather risk really today is going to be during the afternoon and the early evening. That's when we'll look at it. And then we're going to have some cooler air wrap around this upper low system and sweep across Indianapolis tomorrow. And that will really diminish our severe weather threat. But it will keep the low chances for showers in the forecast through Thursday night and into maybe even early Friday.
Okay, so basically after tonight, after we get through, you know, in tonight into the overnight hours, rain is the big thing to watch out for? Is that what it's sounding like?
Yep, that's the main thing we'll be dealing with as we get into Wednesday night and Thursday and Thursday night. And even the amounts at that time, they should be relatively light. The chances for the heavier amounts of rain have really already passed us, and that was yesterday and the overnight period early this morning.
But also one thing people need to be ready for, it's looking like temperatures are going to start dropping again, you know, starting Thursday. Is that true? Is that what you're seeing as well?
That is correct. Essentially, as this upper low that we're dealing with, it's bringing us all this rain. It will be sweeping off to the northeast, but in its wake, it's going to give us some northwest winds, and we'll see some cooler air come down from Canada and the northern plains. So this weekend is going to be rather chilly compared to some of the mild weather that we've been allowed to enjoy. So as we look at Saturday and Sunday, even though it's going to be dry, Saturday we're looking for a high only near 43. And then on Sunday, we'll have a high only near 48. We'll have some sunshine, which is good, but still a little chilly.
When do you think temperatures will start warming back up again?
Oh, by the time we go back to work next week, Monday and Tuesday, we'll see highs on Monday in the mid-50s, and then highs on Tuesday all the way back up into the lower 60s.
Well, that's all I've got. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. He's meteorologist Jason Puma with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
You too.